work at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Immunization Information System branch. I'm filling in for Becky today. Montana is a capacity-building sentinel site. Michigan, who you just heard from, is an implementation site. And the area in green is the area of Montana that participates in the sentinel site project for that they use their data there for surveillance purposes. Implementation and capacity sites all are supposed to be working on data quality. The data are only as good as... You can only use the data if you have good data. I mean, you need really reliable information to make good decisions off of it. Some of the sites had better data quality than others, and data quality was an issue that Montana really wanted to work on this year. So that's why they did this particular quality assurance project. And that's they conducted it a few months ago, and I'll go over it today. Montana is a relatively young immunization registry. It's been operating for about 6 years. Providers submit a paper form of vaccines administered to county health departments, who then manually enter that data into the database. Laura Zimmerman, in her presentation, discussed how different registries get their data in. A lot of them do it electronically through electronic health records, patient management systems, billing systems. Montana pretty much gets all of their data in through paper, and the county health departments do the paper data entry. Montana also has another barrier in that they are an opt-in state, meaning that for a child to be entered into the database, their parent has to sign a consent form for that to happen. It's not most of the registries in the U.S. are opt-out, meaning that you're automatically in unless you want to get out of it. So the parent has to sign a form to get the child out, or the adult who is in the registry signs a form to get out of the system. So they have a few barriers that they have to work work with. And in the image that I showed on the first slide, there are 17 contiguous counties that are part of the Sentinel Site area with about 38 to 39,000 kids less than 6 years of age who are in that geographic area. Let's see here. Montana chose 5 of the largest Sentinel Site counties to participate in this data quality project. And each county in Montana has only one health department. So they were included in the project, as well as 3 additional large clinics in their county service area, for a total of 4 clinics per county sampled. However, 1 private clinic was excluded due to limited data, so that left a total of 19 clinics in the assessment. And the project was divided into 2 parts. The first part checked for registry record completeness. And part 2 assessed the accuracy of the registry record. And in both instances, they were compared against a patient chart. And I'll go into more detail about that. And in this assessment, only the vaccine type and the vaccine dates were assessed for completeness and accuracy. Patient information wasn't compared. Patient demographic data wasn't compared. Immunization records for children ages 24 to 35 months were exported from the registry in April of this year into CDC's Comprehensive Clinic Assessment Software application, also known as COCASA, and this was used for evaluation. The software determined if there were any missing or invalid doses administered. And these missing and invalid doses were determined by assessing for their 43133 vaccination coverage, which is 4 doses of diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis, 3 doses of polio, 1 dose of measles, mumps, rubella, 3 doses of Haemophilus influenza type B, and 3 doses of hepatitis B vaccine, and 1 dose of varicella. And if the child was missing any of these doses, their name would appear on the report that would then be compared with the patient chart. Reports of missing and invalid doses were used to determine which patient charts to pull, and the charts of the patients with incomplete registry records were pulled at the primary immunization provider's office and reviewed. In Montana's registry, patients are assigned to a primary immunization provider, and they are tracked in this way. So primary immunization provider is a field that is filled out by the end user, and most of the evaluation data is pulled based upon the client's primary immunization provider. The reviewer, or the data abstractor, chart abstractor, was asked to document if the chart did contain additional information that the registry record did not, but it didn't document the nature of this information. Just sort of a yes, no, was it there or was it missing? This slide illustrates the differences between the counties and the completeness of its patient data in the registry compared with data in the primary vaccination provider's chart. You can see it varies quite wildly. County E only had 8% of the patient charts with additional vaccines documented, compared to County C, who had 50% of their charts with additional vaccines. It's quite striking. If using the registry to assess the 43133 up-to-date status, the missing vaccination data really impacts the coverage levels. You can see on the far right column, the average between the counties is 39.3%. And in subsequent slides, you'll see what the vaccination estimate is compared for the National Immunization Survey. So if you're using the registry data for assessment in these counties, it looks rather low for 43133. So after the assessment, this initial assessment, health departments were tasked with inputting missing data from the primary vaccination provider's chart into the registry to sort of fill in the gaps. The client IIS records were also deduplicated, meaning two or three John Smiths, if they happened to be the same person, their registry records were merged together. So that helped with using the appropriate, you know, date of birth and other matching criteria. So that was some data cleaning that they did as well. And the assessment was done again in October. The registry rates improved to 54.5%, which is close to the estimate as measured by the National Immunization Survey for 2006, whose lowest confidence limit is 59%. And this slide just shows the improvement in the IIS coverage levels by the county. Most have increases of 20 to 30 percentage points, but County A and County E have changes of only about 10 percentage points. So they didn't improve as much as some of the others did. The one that's County C, that is 76.9%, had the largest increase. They were originally, when they were assessed in April, their vaccination coverage levels, according to the registry, was 39.9%. You might have sort of seen that in the previous slides. And now, with their filling in the gaps, it jumped all the way up to 76.9%. So this is sort of more what we would expect. Now the next part was an accuracy check, and so they did this also in April of 2007. So during their state site visits for the VFC program, doing assessment, the AFIX process, staff pulled up to 50 IIS records to check for accuracy. And the state compared the registry data again to the chart data in the primary vaccination provider's office. And this check was only for the accuracy of the vaccine type and administration dates, and not for missing information. Of the vaccines that were found in both the registry and the charts, there were little differences. County B only had a 2.6% difference between the two, chart and the record, while County C had up to 34.4% of its records with differences of vaccine type or date. And measures, Becky wanted me to tell you that measures will be taken to help counties that have problems with data accuracy, such as targeted training and changes that will occur in these county health departments with the biggest problems. It seems County C especially it's a sort of a staff issue. They just, some counties are better with their data entry and are more diligent about it than some others, and some others don't have as high, I guess, data quality standards when they do their data entry. So essentially the public health department needed more time to update their records, and not all the updates were done by the second assessment. And multiple staff, state and local, were involved in the data collection process, which may have introduced some error into the assessment process as well. And the registry data was pulled for children with a designated primary immunization provider. Not all of the records have this designation, so that was a limitation as well. And data could have been improved further if Montana had checked with all the clinics a child had seen. A child often has more than one immunization provider. One of the beauties of a registry is that it can consolidate records from many different providers. But they checked only the primary vaccination record. If they had gone and checked all the records for all the providers the child had seen in the state, that they might have been able to improve their numbers even more. And data was not collected on how often even that the registry had more information than the patient chart. The data presented showing that the chart often had more information, but in some cases the registry actually had more information than the chart, but they didn't do the analysis of that for this project. From the state perspective, some lessons learned include primary immunization providers should be a mandatory field, especially if they're going to be doing these types of assessments. The state has begun to encourage private providers to enter their own data, and Montana is working on standards to begin electronic data transfer to the IIS. More emphasis will be placed on using the data for quality assurance rather than just simple lookup of vaccination data for needed vaccines at a patient visit, which is what the clinics typically do. And the results will be used to establish training objectives for providers and clinics for the registry data. And the local perspective that she wanted me to share was that, she wanted me to mention that the list of invalid and missing doses helped local public health to pinpoint problems in their practices. And there was some miscommunication. One of the reasons that there was missing information in the registry was that the providers were forwarding doses that they've administered on these paper forms, but if a child came in with a shot record, like a historical shots from previous providers, they weren't forwarding that information onto the registry for data entry. So that introduces error there. And I think, let's see, what else did she say? Essentially, Montana is going to increase their efforts to allow electronic data transfer of vaccination records, as well as enable manual data entry at the provider level. The paper forms, I think, are becoming a bit cumbersome and aren't introducing some error into their processes. And that's about it. These are very simple measures that any immunization registry can do to improve their data quality. It doesn't require a lot of resources. Montana doesn't have a lot of resources. They depend a lot on our Sentinel site funding to get some of these data quality projects completed. And so it's a very simple process that can be used by any registries trying to improve their data, which everyone should be.